The next dictation is on from 12313 Virginia Preece, P-R-E-E-C-E, 88-year-old lady seen today for follow-up 1 week after her initial visit. Continues to complain of right lower extremity discomfort with pain in the right knee and right thigh and also the right shin. Correction, lateral leg. She was given corticosteroid injection in the right knee on 1 week ago. She has noticed at least a 30% improvement of her pain. However, she continues to feel the discomfort, which is worse on exertion and worse during daytime. No other complaints today except for chronic low back pain. She is also using gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, which has which she has tolerated well, and uses only half Vicodin up to twice a day as needed. On examination today, her weight was 133, blood pressure 130 over 66, HENT, and remarkable neck, supple chest, clear heart, regular rate and rhythm. Extremities, no edema. Musculoskeletal examination, both knees show DJD, but no synovitis. There was no tenderness in the trochanteric area. Paralumbar spasm was there. Laboratory tests, correction, I did not perform any laboratory tests on her last visit. The EMG performed at Dr. Amin's office was reviewed with her. She has a bilateral peripheral neuropathy and tarsal tunnel syndrome. But no lumbosacral radiculopathy. The blood tests from 1-9-13 performed were reviewed with her. Impressions, patient has bilateral lower extremity discomfort, right worse than left. She may have a combination of problems, including peripheral neuropathy, tarsal tunnel syndrome, and DJD of both knees, with possible mild lumbosacral radiculopathy, adding to the other problems. She is somewhat better. Plans. I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I will draw additional labs today. I will attempt to increase her gabapentin to 600 milligrams twice a day if tolerated. However, she is awaiting another shipment from Medco and will call me as soon as she receives that. I will see her back and follow up in 2 weeks. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Ratna Zampani.